I'm in a busy roundabout in the Yoff district of Dakar. Adjacent to the roundabout is a public spot where dozens of people gather each night to sit on the concrete seats and enjoy the breeze blowing from the nearby ocean.
They discover Ebola drug in Nigeria, I don't know.
Young Nigerian men meet here every evening to reminisce and discuss issues back home.
The drugs they tested in America, they are not in that time.
There are thousands of Nigerians in Dakar, especially in Yoff. One of them is Gerald Andrew. He was an amateur football player who was brought to Senegal 11 years ago by an agent who promised to take him to Europe to play professional football.
There was no way I wanted to see myself in Senegal. I was supposed to stay in Senegal for a week, then go play soccer in Romania. But I stayed for 11 years. So I found people with the fear of God. They're very welcoming. I lived most of my time in the north of Nigeria, so Senegal was like home because it's more like the northern setting of Nigeria. So it was easy to integrate, but the difficulties we all faced was the language barriers.
Like Andrew, Osas Edigin arrived in Senegal from Nigeria via several African countries almost 15 years ago with the intention of using this country as transit point to greener pastures in Europe and the US. But he's still here.
Senegal was not part of my choice place to stay. No. My dreams was to go and live in a Western world like Europe or America. Senegal seemed to be the last bus stop on the landmark. At the time you get to Senegal, you are stuck. You can't go forward. The only thing is to make a U-turn. And U-turn was never in my agenda.
With no intention of returning to Nigeria, Edigin's decision to try his luck in Dakar meant he did whatever it took to survive.
I slept in the street for like 3 months. I perm hair, hairdressing salon. It's a local hairdressing salon, braiding hair. I became a photographer at the time. That was in 2004. Then I got a driving job. When I got a driving job, I went back to school and I did some few trainings.
His efforts paid off eventually. He has married a Senegalese woman and they have 3 children. He is now the transport chief at the sub-regional anti-money laundering organization GIABA, where he proudly sits behind a big fancy executive chair wearing designer suit and tie, giving orders to drivers and with air condition blowing cool air above his head. For Gerald, his dream of continuing to the West for professional football ended in heartbreak, but being in Senegal has given him another opportunity to do several youth empowerment jobs. He has also traveled to Europe and came back to this place he now calls home. Reporting for RFI, I'm Sherif Bojang in Dakar.